Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back, or welcome to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan, or Alana, and I'm actually video recording this right now. If you are watching this on YouTube, then the whole video production has made its way onto YouTube, and I've gone through the process of recording it, editing it, and all of it. I felt like I should probably finally do this, entering into 2025 shortly, and seeming as I made it a goal for this year, 2024, to do video for the podcast. So, hi, if you're watching on YouTube, I guess this is my step back onto YouTube. I know you guys have been requesting it, obviously not in this meme. You guys want the vlogs, but one thing at a time. It truthfully took me a while and everything out of me to get myself to record today. Transparently, I've been going through a bit of a rough patch in my personal life. I don't really feel called to speak on it just yet, but just know that I really wanted to show up for you guys, and I really wanted to put together this episode because this series is truly my favorite series, and it seems to be your guys' favorite series as well because it performs so well every single year. So this is my third time, I believe. I don't think I did it the two other years, or I guess one other year because it's my fourth year of Morning Ray, but welcome to my three-part series. I haven't decided if I'm going to title it the same thing as last year as Becoming Her in 2025, but it will be a three-part series, part one, reflecting on 2024 manifestations and vision boards, which is this episode. Part two is intentions, mindsets, routines, and building healthy habits, which will come out next week. And then part three is how to actually achieve your goals this year. I am so excited for this, and it definitely also helps me. So it's a little bit of a two-edged sword over here, or we're hitting two stone. What's this saying? Wow, I really can't speak, you guys. I really can't think. The Sunday scaries are definitely here a bit, but we're in our sweats. We're comfy on our bed. I normally record in my kitchen, at my dining table, or on my couch, but my dryer is going and I don't want the mic to pick that up. So we're in my room. Hopefully the audio is good for you. I'm really trying to make this better. I also got my lips done on Friday. So if you're watching on YouTube and they are a little bruised, I don't know if you will be able to see it on the video because my camera is quite far from me right now. Don't mind me. We just got a little touch up. I went to Skinjectables in Toronto. Honestly, really great experience. I always freak out before lip filler because, I mean, it's only my second time getting it. And the last time I got it was February 2023. So almost two whole years ago. But I always freak out before because I'm scared like they're going to butcher my lips or I'm going to have some weird reaction even though I'm not allergic to anything. But nonetheless, excuse my bruised lips. They bruised this time. I'm not really sure. I guess I just bruised easily. But I'm finally back from my world tour. I was away for so long. Well, it felt like forever. And I'm sure for you guys, it felt like forever as well. But I was in London for 6 days. Then I went to visit family in South Africa in Johannesburg for 10 days. Went back to London by myself for 4 days and then came home. So I've been home for just under a week. I'm recording this the day before this goes live. I know a little late, but as I said, it took me a lot to get myself to record because I feel like my cup is a little empty right now and I'm doing my best. We're going through a bit of a breakup situation. I'm sure you're probably confused if you saw my London content, but nonetheless, we're moving on to my current faves. We'll touch on to current faves and then we'll go into the bulk of this episode just so I can get to the nitty gritty. I have my food ordered and on the way, and that is also how I motivated myself, is like, Alana, you have 40 minutes until your food gets here. Go record the damn episode. You'll be able to eat and then you can edit while watching a silly, stupid little rom-com, which will make you feel better because you won't be scrolling on social media and doom scrolling, because that is the worst thing, especially when you're going through a breakup, to just let yourself spiral or to do something that doesn't feel good, like scrolling on social media. But current faves. I'm obsessed with my Ultra Human ring. If you're watching on YouTube, maybe you can see, I don't know, it kind of looks, it's like an Oura ring. I'm really obsessed with it. I love the sleep feature. I love the temperature. I've started to track my cycle on it, especially given the fact, if you're new here, I'm sorry if this is TMI, but I had a whole lot issue with my IUD. So especially given that, I'm trying to track my symptoms, especially because I was having really bad cramps. So that's really great for that. I love it for the step count, especially because I'm not really wearing my Apple Watch all the time anymore. And I still like to track my steps, but I also think it looks decently cute for a fitness slash wellness slash health tracker. So definitely loving my Ultra Human ring. I have a discount code. I think it's for 10% off in the show notes. So definitely go check that out if you were considering like the Oura ring. It's more affordable. There's no subscription. There's certain things like if you want like additional tracking stuff, like there's certain things that cost money, but it's like $2 if you want that. But everything that I track is free, which is great. Number two, my second favorite, mixing my foundation with the Say Super Glow Gel and Star Glow and the Rode Glazing Milk for my base. I just put it on the back of my hand and honestly, it makes your skin look flawless, airbrushed, glowy. It is just chef's kiss, a masterpiece. And I use the Laura Mercier foundation. I don't remember the name, but I'll link it in the show notes. It's always linked in my Shop My. I always update like my current makeup routine, hair care routine, skincare, favorite jeans, etc. on my Shop My. So if you're ever wondering, if you see me wearing something, it's most likely linked there, and it's always linked in my bio on my socials and in the description. But really, really love just putting a pump of foundation, a pump of the Say Super Glow Gel and Star Glow, and a little dash of the Rode Glazing Milk. Number three, neutral nails. You guys know I was in my era of red nails and dark brown nails, although I really do want to go back to dark brown. I had Bubble Bath on for my little world tour, and then right now I have Coconut Silk by DND on. And normally I don't stray away from OPI, but I've heard really good things about this color and I really like this color. I didn't post a nail vlog like I normally do on TikTok and Instagram because I went at night. I went for like a 7:15 p.m. appointment and I really didn't love the footage that I got because it was just dark. So we'll save it for the next appointment in a few weeks. Number four, traveling slash little trips to look forward to. I definitely had more trips initially when I had written this current faves list and now I don't. But I do have Mexico with my family end of February, I believe. So I'm looking forward to being in the sun now that it is so freaking cold here in Toronto, you guys. We are going through a cold spell right now. And let me say, when I left Toronto, it was fall. It was truthfully fall. It wasn't that cold. I didn't need my puffer. It was not freezing. I came back and it is freaking like negative 17 out here. It is quite ridiculous. It's negative 10 right now, I think. What does it feel like? Negative 9 feels like negative 13. At one point, it was like way colder. Tomorrow's negative 5 feels like negative 11. It gets a bit warmer again, sitting around 0. I'm sorry, this is a freaking weather report. But, you know, I don't really like the cold. It wasn't that cold in London, even though everyone I spoke to about like, how cold is it? They're like, it's gonna be freezing. It was 10 degrees, you guys. 10 degrees Celsius. It wasn't that bad at all as me, a Canadian. Anyways, traveling and little trips to look forward to, especially during the winter months, is always a mood booster. And lastly, hot chocolate. If you live in London, I don't know if this is how it's pronounced, Noops, K-N-O-O-P-S. Their hot chocolate is so good. I don't know where to get something like that here in Toronto. I think I need to go to the distillery district and get like that one with the marshmallow that's like roasted on top or something, or like torched. But hot chocolate is just the vibe lately. But let's get into reflecting on 2024. It truly has been such an insane year. If I were to sit my January self down of this year and tell her everything that happened, she would truly be shook. Like the amount of different eras and things I did for the plot and things I experienced and just like total mind body transformation that I went through. Like I found a picture of myself from the beginning of the year, and I really don't like to do body comparisons on my page anymore. I used to, if you've been following me since like the Lanny B Fit, like BBG days, I did that a lot, and I really try not to, but I feel like this has been a really transformative year, and it hasn't been an easy year. It's definitely been a very emotional, hard year. This is my second breakup of like an almost, I don't know what else, like it's not an almost relationship. I'm not even giving it that justice, but my second breakup. It was my second breakup. I went through a lot of self-growth, looking inwards, challenging myself, overcoming trauma and things that I needed to work through in like a wide range of things. I had struggles in my personal life, in career, in relationships and friendships. I let go of friendships. I got over guys. I like went to Europe for the first time, and it was a really like invigorating experience for me and a really transformative trip, a trip of it reignited a fire in me, and I like feel like I really got my spark back this year, even though I was torn down again and again and again. I feel like my list of things to buy, to do, activities that involve spending money is never ending around the holidays, making the idea of investing and saving and thinking about your future to be a little bit more challenging, a little bit more overwhelming. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. You don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. And you can get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. I personally love Acorns. It simplified the investment process, which can be overwhelming and intimidating, but it just makes it so simple, so easy, and something more accessible no matter how much money you have to invest. Head to acorns.com/Alana or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Alana. I'm super excited about today's sponsor. They've sponsored the podcast before, and this is a topic I'm super passionate about. I fear that us as girls struggle with PMS far more than we should, and we really shouldn't. I truly get the worst PMS symptoms. My boobs are sensitive, my face breaks out, my sugar controllings are out of whack. I feel like I'm just a bottomless pit. My mood is not the vibe, and Estro Control has been super helpful in helping manage those PMS symptoms and making that time of the month a lot more enjoyable. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Say no more. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially if you are someone like myself who struggles with PMS. It was created to help women feel like themselves all month long and to not struggle with the feelings PMS can cause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Alana at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Alana for 15% off today.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I feel like I'm finally like myself again, and I feel like I look like myself, and it feels really good, and it truthfully has been such an incredible year, and I encourage you, no matter what kind of year you had, to pick up your journal, to write down your highlights, your lowlights, lessons you learned, accomplishments, things you are leaving in 2024, like your mindsets, habits, people, and things. And what are you bringing into 2025 with regard to your mindsets, habits, people, and things? And after journaling, if you want to get together a little group of friends and just discuss things, and like you can also go into making your vision boards and whatnot, I think I'm going to do a little wine night or cocktail night with some girls and vision board and whatnot. But you can discuss these things with your friends, like go in a circle, discuss like your highlights, your lowlights, things you learned. You can definitely keep it a bit more high level in terms of conversation with your friend. But in your journal, I really want you to dive deep, to really investigate, to analyze, to almost write yourself a little essay research paper on yourself, on your own 2024. I think it's super important to take time to pause, to reflect on the year that just happened, because it can be so easy to just get caught up in the rush of life and the excitement of the new year and to just move forward and to only look on to 2025. But I think in order to make each year better and more in alignment with where we want to go than the past or the previous, we need to take time to be still, to reflect, to acknowledge, to give ourselves credit, because we also don't give ourselves credit enough for all the hardships or accomplishments that we had, that we've overcome, or that we've achieved. So take a moment, pause this episode if you need to, create little subtitles or subject lines in your journal, reflect on your highlights, the highlight points of the year, exciting things, it can be on any topic, you can categorize it, your lowlights, all the lessons that you learned, big, small, in between, accomplishments, what did you achieve, did you graduate school, did you get a certificate, did you get a promotion at work, did you go on your first date, did you do something that put you out of your comfort zone? Did you try a new workout? Did you run a marathon? Did you run a race? Like, what is something you are proud of? Nothing is too small to be an accomplishment. Nothing is too big. And be honest with yourself. What are the things you want to leave in 2024? And what are the things you want to bring into 2025? Onto vision boards. You guys know, the OGs know, I literally used to sell these vision boards. I love a good vision board. I love my Pinterest. I share it all the time. It's Alana Bloomberg, like everything. This is where we're going to start for making our vision boards. I always get asked this, and my vision board lives as my desktop screensaver for the entirety of the year. Sometimes it becomes my phone screensaver or my iPad, although I haven't really been using my iPad for a while. I really love a vision board. When I was younger, I used to do it on a bulletin board, and it would sit on my wall in my childhood bedroom. In university, it sat on my dresser. I don't have that here, so now it's just my desktop background, which I have, sorry, my laptop background. I have my laptop right here, but hence why I keep looking down if you're watching on YouTube. I want you to start with going on Pinterest. If you don't have a Pinterest account, simply, what are you doing with your life? It is simply one of my favorite social media platforms, although I wouldn't really categorize it as a social media because to me, it doesn't really feel that social and it feels untoxic to me, but maybe that's just me. It's like the cooler older sister of Tumblr, you know? Create a board called 2025. I have one for literally all of my years. And start to pin images that are things that you want to manifest to happen into 2025. Once you have collected your pictures, think of like having different categories and sections or areas of concentration that are going to be on your vision board when you're pinning. So things like health, career, relationships, friendships, travel, personal development, home, any goals you have for yourself that you can find an image to represent, or you can even put words or text or numbers on it as well. So think of that when you're pinning. You can even create like subboards, I think, underneath the one board so that it's all there. I normally just put it into one board 2025. You're then going to take your pictures from Pinterest and you're going to put it onto Canva. I like to use a presentation format and then I just copy and paste the images onto the board, resize them, put them into their little corners. Like I'll put all the ones for health in one spot, all the ones for like relationship and friendships in one spot, travel in another, etc. And then sometimes I'll throw different words or find text and remove the backgrounds and whatnot because I have Canva Pro on it. But I just copy and paste so I don't have to go through with saving all the different files. But you can just easily copy and paste from Pinterest onto Canva. I personally love Canva. You can use Figma, whatever you want. And then I love to set it as, like I said, my desktop background. Sometimes I'll like use a section and put it as like my phone background, as my lock screen. What I love about a vision board is, one, it's a really fun activity. It's something aesthetic. It's cool. You get a new background out of it. What the main intention behind it is that it really helps you visualize what you want your life to look like, how you want it to feel, how you want to be seen by others, and like just like really embody that feeling of what does my highest self look, have, do, see, smell, etc. A lot of the times, these photos actualize into your real life. And I've done this for many years now, and I can confidently say that this has happened to me. And you may be sitting here thinking, Alana, you are crazy. These are just photos. Like, how the fuck does it manifest into reality? The law of manifestation is basically you are putting forth an idea of something that you are wanting into your subconscious. And by continuously looking at these images every single day when you log onto your computer or open your phone, that thing is front of mind. So then subconsciously, you are going to take actions and steps and do things that bring you closer to that goal. Hence, manifesting what you are setting as your goals through pictures into a reality. I love doing this as an activity, either near New Year's or like on New Year's Eve with friends or even by myself. And like I said, you can do a physical copy by printing out the images, cutting them out, putting them on a bulletin board, putting them on Bristol board, or cardstock. It's just a cute thing. I love it. I love Pinterest. And then you can always like add more pins into your 2025 board on Pinterest throughout the year. It's a win-win situation. Goal setting. I think it's important to start, as I said before, with reflecting. Reflect on last year's goals if you did that. I write them on like a Miro board. I don't know if I did that this year, actually. I'm going to have to go and research and find out if I made a Miro board, but I did that the year before. I did that in 2023. But I think it's important before we get ahead of ourselves and we set goals for the next year to be honest with ourselves, to be transparent and to reflect on our last year goals that we set. What did we accomplish? How did you work towards your goals? How did it feel to work towards those goals? How did it feel to work towards accomplishing them? Was there anything that you surpassed? Like, was there a goal that you set that you actually surpassed? How much did you surpass it? How did that make you feel? Did it shock you? Did you expect it? Do you think maybe you should have made a more challenging goal for yourself? What, why, and how do you think you did that? And then what are the highlights of last year, goal related or not? I personally have changed my goal setting methods. I used to make them very numerical based, and I found after listening to a few different podcasts and really like believing in this theory, but when you put like a number amount, like I want X amount of salary, or I want to achieve X weight, or I want to do X amount of things by XYZ, by whatever, I think by having such a numerical based goal, you're almost putting a ceiling cap on that goal. You're limiting your potential. But instead, on focusing on setting the goal of daily habits that you want to implement to help you get to that goal that your highest self has already achieved, you are able to have exponential growth. There's no ceiling. There's no ceiling cap. You can surpass that goal a lot more easily. It can be more sustainable. That goal setting mindset turns into a lifestyle mindset. And I'll get more into habits and routines and all of that for the new year in next week's episode. But I think by setting goals in a habit format, like you can write down your goal and then break it down into the habits that you need to do daily or weekly or whatever it is in order to get there, is a much better way to actually work towards achieving those goals, because then you already have your game plan made for you. Because if you say like, oh, my goal is to get a 10% salary increase, well, how the fuck are you gonna get that? What steps do you need to do in your day-to-day job to show your boss, to show your manager that you are worthy of this 10% salary increase when you go to ask her for it or ask them for it?
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
231. That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Or say you have a goal that you want to achieve in the gym, like say you want to be able to squat X amount of weights. Well, how are you going to work up to that? Because if you just like write this numerical goal, you're like shooting into a dark hole. Like you don't know how to get there. You're not making a game plan for yourself. You're not setting yourself up for success. And I want you guys to set yourself up for success. I want you guys to feel so confident going into 2025 that you are going to be capable of achieving these goals. These goals are going to feel achievable. They're not going to feel out of reach. Maybe they do, but you're confident that you're somehow going to get there based off of these habits that you're writing down as goals. One more goal setting. My camera stopped recording for a moment. When we're goal setting, I hate that I was just taken out of my train of thought. I was really into it, you know? I was really vibing with this episode. I think it's going to be a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be, but sometimes we love a short and sweet episode, don't we? It's a quick little bite for a commute. I feel like most of our commutes are around like 30-ish minutes. But when we're goal setting, I want you to ask yourself a few questions. How do you want to feel, act, and see the world? What type of person do you want to embody? How do you want other people to speak about you when you are not there? What do you want to be known for in and out of your social circle? If you were put on a podcast, if I invited you on Morning Ray podcast, what type of questions do you want me to be asking you? What do you want me to think of when I'm creating my interview question list? What do you want to be interviewed on? How do you want to be known? Think about that. How do you want to push yourself to improve this year? Think of self-improvement. Be more confident, work on your self-esteem, learning how to set boundaries, stepping outside of your comfort zone more, becoming more independent, etc., etc. Think about it. So to summarize, I want you to take time to reflect on 2024. What were your highlights? What were your lowlights? Lessons learned, accomplishments, things you're leaving in 2024. Saying goodbye to them, fuck that. And what are we bringing into 2025? What is the energy? What are the mindsets, the habits, the people, the things that we are packing in our suitcase and bringing into 2025? And what are the mindsets, habits, people, and things that we are burning in that garbage bin? Like, what are we letting go? What are we setting free? What is no longer serving us? We're then going to create a vision board. We're going to go on to Pinterest. We're going to create our board 2025. We're going to put all our images together from our categories: life, travel, career, friendships, relationships, hobbies, personal goals. I don't know, whatever you want to make your categories be. I won't judge you. And then we're going to make our little vision board, whether it's physical, digital, both. We're going to set it as our background. We're going to have it in a place that's like high traffic for us, something that we're going to see often. I know mine's my background on my computer. I see it more as my lock screen than my actual background because I always have a million one tabs open. I never close anything. My Arc browser is literally always open. It's my toxic trait, but it's fine. My computer might hate me. But we're going to have this vision board somewhere we're going to see a lot so that it's consciously in our mind and we can always take steps to achieve those goals. We're always like thinking like, I put a picture of the Eiffel Tower. I'm somehow going to get to Paris. We're going to make that happen. Goal setting. We're going to reflect on last year's goals or this year's, I guess. We're going to reflect on our 2024 goals. Did we achieve them? Did we surpass them? How do we feel about that? We always want to reflect before we move forward, before we move the needle forward, because it's important to pause, to look back, to reflect, to learn. Where do we maybe need to work on? Is there a goal we didn't achieve that we forgot about that we still want to work on that we're going to put on our 2025 goals? Then we're going to go and write our 2025 goals. They're not going to be numerical. They're going to be habit-based. We're going to write the goal and then break it down into habits that we are setting as our goals. Like, I want to wake up at 6 a.m. every day. I want to drink more water. I want to train for a half marathon. So I want to run 3 times a week. I want to get stronger. So I'm going to do strength training. I'm going to try different types of strength training. Next week's episode is all about our intentions, our mindsets, our routines, and building healthy habits. You guys know this is my bread and butter. I love it. I think it's why you like me. So we're going to get into that next week. But in future episodes, I've gotten a few requests via DMs, via comments on content lately. Do you guys want an episode on overcoming heartbreak, when and if I'm ready to do that? Because unfortunately or fortunately, I feel like I'm the queen of moving on and going no contact and healing myself properly. So if you want that, let me know. I can definitely put that together at a time and place when I'm ready. Hopefully once this series is done, maybe I'll be okay to do that. Until then, I highly recommend Mel Robbins' recent episode with her daughter Sawyer on overcoming heartbreak. It was a really good episode. It really helped me. And I feel like I'm not the only one. I've gotten a few DMs and comments surrounding going through heartbreak or going through a breakup recently or currently. So I'll link that in the show notes below. It was a really good episode, but let me know if you want me to do my own take and like what I do and all of that. Let me know Oh, guys, this is perfect timing. My food just buzzed in. Let me know if you want an episode on transforming your body through low-impact movement like Pilates and healing your relationship with self. Got quite a few requests for that on a recent TikTok post. Let me know. Feel free to DM me, comment on Spotify, because you can comment. If you like this episode, make sure to share it with a friend who you think would benefit from it. Leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, as that is how you can help support the pod. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you next week for part two of Becoming Her in 2025. I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.